Hello, this is Senior Missional Pastor Mike Abron, and just doing a little training on ministers. And so we're going to actually come from a variety of, or should I say, I'll give you a variety of different books in the Bible as well as some scriptural references. We will not go through them on the audio, but these are something that you can go and look at yourself later. But the first one is Colossians chapter 1 verse 25, where if you look at the Colossians 1 and 1, you'll see that it's Paul who's talking here and just addressing really this the call that God has placed on his life. And in verse 25, he's saying that he's made a minister. He was made a minister by God to fulfill the purpose that he was, that to fulfill that purpose was to benefit others, if you really look at it. And this is something that you could go and read yourself. I'm not reading the scripture word for word, but this is what he was saying in that scripture, that he was made a minister, of course, by God to benefit somebody else. So when we get to the definition of a minister, we have to look at the fact, just like Jesus, who said, I came to serve and not be served, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to go and do things for other people, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. Of course, that's in St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, that he was addressing the fact that he came to be a servant. And Paul is mentioning that as well, and why he's a minister. So when we deal with a minister, we need to deal with, first of all, that they're a servant. If they're not a servant, then they don't need to be in ministry, because the term minister, by definition, is to serve or to be a servant, or serve others, or help others, to aid others, to benefit other people, to strengthen others. In our modern day, we see a lot of people who claim the title of minister of some type, and they basically want somebody to do things for them, but they're not willing to sacrifice their time, their energy, their life to benefit somebody else with no strings attached, meaning that they may not even get a reward from that person or a benefit from helping that person on this side of heaven, meaning in this life, they may not benefit, but their reward is with God, and that's who they are trusting their reward to, because they're just following him. So the next scripture is in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 through verses 16. You also have 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 through 5. But one we're gonna stop at is in Acts chapter 13 verse 1, where we see that this man named Paul in Colossians, that we just talked about in Colossians 1 and 25, that he was released by the church leadership because he was called by the Holy Spirit. And that's our number one focus outside of being a servant, because you got to be a servant first. So just in case you missed it, number one was a servant. Number two is called by God. So he had served in the church and with the church and in leadership roles in the church up until this point, where the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 13 identifies him and Barnabas and says, separate them unto the work that I've called them. And they were not called, like, they didn't say, well, I just sanction Apostle Paul and Apostle Barnabas. But we see that later on they were identified as apostles. And Paul didn't use that title as some kind of flashcard. He said, I'm Paul, an apostle, which an apostle is a sent one. And when we look at it, his objective was to follow the Holy Spirit, because it says in that same chapter and setting, when they were being released, it said after they prayed for them and laid hands on them and sent them out, It says, so being led by the Holy Spirit, they went, and they were being led by God's Spirit. So they had to be servants first. They had to be called by God, which God calls people by the Holy Spirit, because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to continue the work that he was doing on earth and to fulfill that work that is in the Father's ultimate plan. He's here to fulfill that. So he commissioned them. The leadership under, other people were able to recognize in leadership, other leaders were able to recognize that this is God, because we see that the scripture talks about that there was prophets and teachers in Acts chapter 13 before this whole event even came about, where God called Paul and Barnabas to be separated from that congregation to go out and start missionary ministry or apostolic ministry. When you look at the Greek term apostolos, you'll see the Latin term missio, which is, translated as missionary and apostle. So they actually are tied together, being that they were sent, like Jesus sent out the apostles, which they were ambassadors. And Jesus used that term not as a churchy term. He was actually using the Roman government's term of his day, because they had apostles who were sent out in ships like naval ships, to go in to a new land and completely saturate that new land. Just in a short, I'm just giving you a short version of it, but to saturate that new land to the extent that it becomes like Rome. So that when that Roman emperor went and visited, it was just like Rome. So they brought the culture, the language, the food, everything. I mean, just the whole, and when I say language, I say the whole way of expressing Roman culture, because that is a language as well. But they were sent out to go and basically just take over these other areas. So when we look at that, that's what sent they were sent to do. A lot of times in our day, when we look in Ephesians chapter 4, we see that the Bible talks about God has some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers. And of course, I didn't do that in the order in the scripture, but those are the terms, those are the words and titles that are identifying different type of ministers in the scripture. And a lot of times people use these as titles versus actual gift functions. So they can have a title, but they don't have a function that actually flows with that gift title that they gave themselves, or that other people sometimes put on them in our modern day. But there are different type of ministers, as we see in Ephesians 4, that there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that God has designed for equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith. And there's big debates about what gifts are still valid for today. Is apostles and prophets still around, and all these different things. And in one sense, no. And in another sense, yes. In one sense, no. Apostles, prophets, no, they're not still around, because those were apostles and prophets who were actually God was using to write scripture. Now, not all the apostles wrote scripture, not all the prophets wrote scripture, but there were those who did, and they had a special foundational place in the history of the church that cannot be repeated nor continue, because the Bible, the scripture, the canon is closed. So there is nothing else that could be added. No one else can add anything to the Bible. As a matter of fact, Jesus lets us know that if they do try to add something, they are in a bad position. They're cursed. They're just basically stay away from them. Don't follow them. So the thing is, though, there are still people who we call missionaries, which are the same title as apostolos. Again, as I said before, with the Greek apostolos and the Latin missio, they are the same in the fact that they go out. They're sent out by God through the leadership of local churches to go out and continue the work of God, of expanding the kingdom through evangelism and church planting and church establishing and strengthening local churches and everything. They're translocal very much so in their ministry. So without getting too far into that, because that's a whole on each gift I can spend a long time on, and I'm not going to do that. But there are still people like that today who do works like that. When we speak of people who have turned away from their own will and to pursue God's will for their lives. And this will conclude this audio. As always, you're definitely encouraged to do study and research in between the audios, and you're more than welcome to contact us with any questions.